for us, wakes is all about waking up to our senses, waking up to the life around us, waking up to sounds primarily. Mm. We love to explore different vibrations, different frequencies, different tones, different rhythms. Adam and I are both vocalists first and foremost, which was just kind of how we both got our start in music and has been kind of our heart instrument all the way through. And we've both been writing music since we were quite young. So it's a real honor and a joy to be at a place in our lives where we get to create these global circles to gather around music with a really special intention to heal, as we often say, to let the music work on us. I think music is a pretty ubiquitous part of all of our lives in some capacity. If you're at a department store, there's music playing. If you're in an elevator, there's music playing. If you're on hold on a phone call, there's music playing. Mm. And it's easy for it to become background noise. Mm. But something really special happens when we step in to listen, when we pause to hear what's going on. And it's not just a listening to the sounds outside. We bring all of ourselves to every experience of every day. And music has this beautiful, innate way of speaking deep into parts of us that we often forget are there. Mm. To old emotions, to stuff that we haven't dealt with yet, to our deeper soul, to our creative passion, to awaken a sense of purpose, even if we can't give it a name yet, but we can feel that tingly sense of inspiration. Mm. And I say all this because we find that when we step into this place of listening without the vibration, but also listening to how the music resonates in us, how the lyrics, how the words, how the rhythms, what they awaken within us, then it becomes a powerful practice of transformation, a powerful practice of coming home to what is more true within us than we often live in our outer thought-dominant lives. And there's nothing wrong with thought, and we're going to come into contact with our thoughts as we listen, and we're going to use thoughts, and we're going to play with words, and that's a beautiful part of being human. Mm. But we can step into a more holistic wisdom, letting the vibrations speak to our cellular structures, letting the vibrations speak to our emotions, and just showing up to feel what needs to be felt. This is a safe place for anything that needs to come. And whatever it is that does come is welcome here. Mm. Sometimes those are hard emotions. They can be grief. It can be sadness. It can be regrets. Mm. It can be anxiety. And sometimes it's emotions of joy and lightness and union and spiritual connection.
Rhythm.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, just connection to your body, just feeling things move and feeling your body being called into movement. And I think that there is something just so core, and we see it in cultures across the world, about practicing with music, about allowing music to take us into different states of consciousness so we can step out of the normal patterns that we get locked into that oftentimes hold us back and see our lives anew.
Yeah, it really does shift our brain state and the way that we're engaging with our consciousness, and that's so cool.